Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
Something you must know is that your faith is a very big deal to God. Your faith is significant. It's important. It matters to Him and it matters to you. And our faith really is supposed to be growing and stretching all the time. Until we see Jesus face to face, we need to be believing His promises, being willing to step out and trust Him in ways that maybe at times are uncomfortable for us. And so the way that we experience His love and His provision is to stay in tune to His voice, to listen for His voice, to do that next thing that He says, and to stay in step with Him. So often we can get ahead of Him in selfishness and ambition, or we can fall behind in fear, in self-preservation. But the whole idea to walking out your beautiful purpose is to stay right in step. Keep an ear bent towards heaven, because He's always speaking. So maybe you always hear Him. When my kids were young, they're grown now, but I talk often about my middle son, Luke, because he really got in more trouble than the other two combined. And he's a great kid now, but I'm telling you what, he gave us a run for our money. But he also was known to have these periodic meltdowns where he would cry like the world was coming to an end. And sometimes it would be a really significant thing, but other times it would be something maybe not so significant. So I didn't know what I was in for as I was going up to his room to find out why he was screaming and crying at the top of his lungs. When I finally rolled him over to get him to talk with me and he caught his breath a little bit, I said, "What's the matter, honey? What's the matter?" And he said, "I am so afraid I'm going to miss God's voice." He says, "I think the devil is going to pretend he's Jesus and get me into trouble, because you know I'm in trouble a lot." And I said, "Yeah, yeah." And he goes, "I spend so much time in the corner already. I'm afraid I'm going to be tricked and I'm going to have to live in the corner." And I tried not to laugh too much, but I just held him in my arms. And I just said the first thing that came to me. And I said, "You know what, honey? Let's pretend you and I are walking through the woods, hand in hand. And we're just enjoying the scenery. We're taking in the beauty. But all of a sudden, you get distracted. And you let go of my hand, which is fine. And you're skipping next to me. But then you see a squirrel, and you run off a little bit. And then you see something else, and you run off a little further. You can still see me, and you can still hear me. But you've got some distance between us. But let's say you keep getting distracted and you get so far away that you can't see me. How easy would it be for someone else to creep in between us, pretend they're me, and trick you into hearing a voice that you think is mine?" He said, "Really easy." And I said, "So the point is to let no distance come between you and Jesus. Listen for His voice, hear Him, know that He always has something to say to you. And if you stay in step with Him, He'll tell you where you need to go. And He wants you to hear Him. And He even says, 'My sheep listen to me. They know my voice.' So the more you get to know Him, the more you'll be able to distinguish His voice. And so as you stay in step with Him, He will speak to you and you'll get where you need to go."